As the presidential candidates debate and the election climate heats up, there's a fantastic exhibition of presidential portraits at the Pomfret Club, 33 South 4th Street in Easton, from the artist Ian Summers. All the Presidents, Men, is on view through this November 14th. This is Musings. I'm Ken Michael. Ian Summers is a painter, printmaker, photographer, professor, raconteur, artist, coach, author, and former Random House and Creative Black Book Publishing and Advertising Director. He has taught and lectured at Fit Parsons, the New School for Social Research, Syracuse University, UCLA, the Portfolio Center, Photo Expo, and the American School in London. Between all of that, he continues to exhibit throughout the United States and the UK. According to Summers, the artists who most inspired his work as a child were the illustrators from the classic comic books, such as Frank Frazetta and Kelly Freese. Later influences were abstract expressionists, surrealists, and artists such as Pollock, Rothko, Motherwell, de Kooning, Twombly, Klein, and Warhol. Ian Summers.
I never expected to paint all of the presidents in larger scale. I decided to explore and put all of them up to, but not including George Bush, on a single canvas and look back at it and say, what does it tell me? What did I learn? What do I expect other people to learn, which is not something that I think about when I paint ordinarily. But I knew that there would be a message here because we all know, love, hate American presidents. It came about just to try to understand. I knew that I would be doing research. I knew that I would be meeting these men in a different way than I had before. Historically, I knew very little about them. What is left is the evidence in the portrait itself. So I look at Theodore Roosevelt, for example, over there, and I see a robust man, a man full of life, full of zest, filled with a satisfaction that in the time that he was president, that something good would happen. And it did. Look at that face.
You can see him making a proclamation. I told you this. He looks like he's ready to go, bully!
And he would. I don't think that John Adams ever said bully. I think that Richard Nixon was a bully.
That's a scary-looking visage up there.
Scary it is. It's still scary to me. When I did it, I got scared. And when I got to doing his mouth, I just couldn't do it. And in the end, I think it's exactly what makes the thing work.
I really like your Lincoln, and you've got several of those, but I love this Lincoln over here in the corner because he has this kind of pensive what?
Yeah, he's a younger Lincoln. It's before he became Lincoln. He was becoming there, and I think that that's part of what makes that little portrait work, is that he's in the process of becoming. This portrait, he had arrived. Interesting enough, this one, painted-wise, is more finished than that one, but that one is more finished in terms of expressing who the man was, his deep sadness, his deep concern, his fear. He wanted more, and what he did was quite amazing. Those two paintings, those two panels that surround Lincoln are meant to be one. It's a diptych, and they're meant to be side by side. And those are the four assassinated presidents. I painted most of these based on what I learned about the men themselves.
You said that one of the things you wanted to answer chiefly was why. Why would you want to do such a thing?
So as I was looking at these men, and there was an election coming up when I started this, I get interested usually around that time. I'm real interested now. As I was working, the way that I work is I work on a sheet of paper, and I work very wet. And that wet piece becomes my plate. And that's why I call them monotypes or prints. And then I transfer them to another sheet of paper. In the first one was that Martin Van Buren. I said, that's pretty cool. Why don't I do two at a time? And I'll cut them apart. And then I liked them just the way they were.
They're like film cells almost.
Yeah, they're like film cells. They look like money to me. Some of my personal favorites are Franklin Pierce. And I love this one. That's Millard Fillmore. Because there's really nothing there. There are black lines and a red background. And I think it's as strong as when I rendered them further.
They have a tad of polemic, giving your opinion that they could be on the opinion page. These are not portraits without some agenda or some thoughts about the individuals.
But in the end, it is all about the presidency for me more than the individuals. Because, I mean, they all had different ideas, I think, of what was going to happen and how the world was going to change as a result of their being on the planet. And I don't think for any of them it went anywhere near what they expected it to do. And there's a deep sadness about it, and I think I captured that. This was a tough job. some of the men on this wall, and they're always men, they were going to change that, thank God. We are going to see a woman as president, and I think we're going to see her in the next few months.
Ian Summers, All the Presidents, Men, is on view in the Pomfret Club, 33 South 4th Street in Easton, and it's on view through November 14th. Ian Summers is represented by Santa Bannon Fine Art, and more information is available at santafineart.com. This is Musings. I'm Ken Michael, and you're tuned to WDIY.